first dibur of Kol Nechosai purports that there is more than one piece of property that he is giving away, and when he says Chutz Mishor the plain is, and it turns out that that's the only other asset, other piece of property besides the Eved that he has, so there is a contradiction. But if we say Paldin and Dibur, so then one expression we accept, and the other expression, so then we say, as a matter of fact, he said, Kol Nechosai, Chutz Mishor the plain is Knuin Labdi. So the expression, the two diburim together are expressive, include a repugnancy. But the expression of Kol Nechosai without the expression Chutz Mishor the plain is, it does not contain a repugnancy. If we say Loi Palgan Dibur, as Rameya says, so then we cannot consider one expression without the other. Because either or, either you consider both expressions together, or you don't consider any dibur. There is no such thing as considering just one dibur without the other. Loi Palgan Dibur. So mele, we have to consider the both diburim together. Both diburim together contain a repugnancy. So it's a chisson in Sfiras Dvarim. But Rav Shimon says there is no chisson in Sfiras Dvarim. Why not? Because we say Palgan and Dibur. So the expression of Kol Nechosai is enough for the purpose of the Shichur of the Eved. Because in which dibur is the Shichur of the Eved expressed? In the Chutz Mishor the Plainis? No. Suppose he wouldn't say Chutz Mishor the Plainis. He would say Kol Nechosai Knuin Lach. So then the Eved would still be Mishucha. So the Shtar Shichur, as a matter of fact, these two Tiburim constitute two Shtars, Shtar Shichur and Shtar Matoni. But the Shtar Shichur is constituted by the first Dibur of Kol Nechosai Knuin Lach, not Chutz Mishor the Plainis. The Samimele, if we say Palginu Dibur, so then we can reject the Dibur of Chutz Mishor the Plainis. We ignore it. Because after all, it's not needed for the Shtar Shichur. The essence of the Shtar Shichur consists of Kol Nechosai Knuin Lach. Chutz Mishor the Plainis we don't need for the purpose of the Shichur of David. Who needs it? Who needs it? Chutz Mishor the Plainis we need for the purpose of the Shtar Matoneh. But as far as the Shichur is concerned, who needs the expression Chutz Mishor the Plainis? So if we say Palgin and Dibur, so then we treat the expression Chutz Mishor the Plainis as verbiage. So what do we have left? Kol Nechosai Knuin Lach. There is no repugnancy in Kol Nechosai Knuin Lach. But if we don't say Palgin Dibur, as Rameya says, you cannot treat one expression as verbiage. You have to consider the whole thing. Kol Nechosai Knuin Lach, together with the expression Chutz Mishor the Plainis. When you consider both expressions together, then there is a repugnancy, there is a stir, there is a contradiction. It's like if there is a repugnancy, some relates a chisson in Sfiras Dvarim. So, but according to Rav Shimon, we say Palgin. What is that?
The current to have in the Gemara also knew.
What is that?
The current to have.
That's right. So the Havamin of the Gemara also knew of the crisis of Chutz Sfiras Dvarim. Oh, but still the Gemara is. But then what is the Taras of the Gemara? Now, then let's see the next thing. Halacha, yes.
But so it comes out then. So the only way that we discern the Gruski to point places is only if you don't say Palgin and Dibur in Rameya.
That's right.
But the Maskon of the Gemara
wants. One second, let's see. We didn't go over the Maskon here. Halacha Rameya. Or Rameya Salke Daitoch. The Sof Adeloi Palgin and Dibur. The Midikoma Rav Shimon Leilom Mashma Afilu Beis Inyan. The Lididoch Lo Yotza Lecheirus Doi Palgin and Dibur Kishen Leia Lo Yisayir. So now Tesis reiterates what he said before. Afilhoche Yotza Lecheirus Umosik Die Time der mehr Lav mich in der Kognen Bure. Ella mich um die Lav Kus Gitteru. Perus deinse Christus. Kibn she yeshio bidibo shon mishtach rabbi. Die Oma kong nechosai. Vein miskayim kulei. Aber bieve chei vi gitei. Vi kosum bei kong nechosai knuin loch. Palginen die Bure Schapir. So what kind of a crisis is in Maskone? According to the Avamin of the Gemara, when the Gemara discussed, yes, Palgine Bure, not Palgine Bure, so it was also on the basis of the crisis of Sfiras Dvorim. According to the Maskone of the Gemara, it is not based upon the crisis of Sfiras Dvorim, but another crisis. Which kind of crisis is it? Is it the same kind of crisis like on Mashal Tilchili Beisovich Leilom? No. Mashal Tilchili Beisovich Leilom. So there is some strings remaining attached between the husband and the wife, but here, why are there any strings remaining attached? But the Gemara says, "Hareze gitech v'aneyor shali." So it's a chisong crisis. So that's also a crisis. So, I mean, this is not a. So this is similar to the crisis of Yoni Dover Akiris Bein Elbino, except that it relates to the get itself. In other words, if the husband has certain reserves, certain schusim in the shtar, even though the husband does not reserve for himself certain marital schusim in the isha, he doesn't mention al menashel tenosel pleini, hani yoshali. So there are no strings attached to the marital, to the solution of the marital relationship, but there are strings attached to the get that is given to you. And usually, there are no strings attached to the dissolution of the marital relationship, but there are strings attached to the get itself. Here it's mashmat, he says, Umosig yitander amea lavnish on pagin boy, el mishm lafkos gitu perush deins ex Christus, kibn she yeshio bidibo shom mishtach rabbi, doma kol nechosai, vein miskayim kulei. So it is similar to the crisis of Areze Giteich van Yoshali. In other words, if the Odin, if not everything of the get is fulfilled for this Nisine. Now let's see the Loshen of the Rif and the Ramban, especially the Ramban. Oh, it's a long grief. So the Rif, the Hava Mine of the Gemara, according to the Rif, is the same as according to Rashi. But the Maskone of the Gemara, according to the Rif, is different than it is according to Rashi. Now, that Beis Omed Aleph, Omer addressed the second line from the end of the Omer. Omer Ravada Masna Rabbi Kiman Krepshinon Pardon Libure, it nakis in Chosef Lavdi, Yotzam and Cheirin, Shia Kar Kol Shulu Yotzam and Cheirin, Rapshim Neim Alelun Ben Cheirin, Ashrim Akon Chosef and Sulut Lin Avdi Chutzmi Achim Ribish Ben, the Tranakamis of Akim, the Shia Kar Kol Shu Stam, Lo Yochel Avdi Libure Lahu Kol Shu, the Likni Yishon Nichsei, Hilkach. So Rabbi Yisid Migash explained it, because it's Yidavashin Misuyim. Hilkach likone ben chosim v'lo imide. Yidavashin Misuyim. V'chivin de likone ben chosim klum atvinam likone. Lo ipogim nebure. V'rapshim en sovar afal gav lo yochel ifure lahu mide v'likone ne chosim. So he's made a Yidavashin Misuyim, so no matone, it's bottle. But it doesn't affect the validity of the shirfo. Kon atzen pogen de boy. Warum er wies beim Jumar auf nach nach auf Psychilis Rabbis es Rabshim in Tanje, ki shnem ud vorum lifne Rabbis kol am mikra zes to sein Misha, mich ich vorum nachher in Allah kreme am lahim was nicht im schon was gut geht. Die masnissen la. Was du da kriegen die schiere Tag kolchu, wie kosa vorher begite, haben leili Rabbi schuse begavei digite. Havel Rabbis Chusikayidrive. So strings are attached. He reserves certain schusim in the get itself, and that's also his own krisis. Like Hareze Gitech van Yoshali. So the Gemara Dafchov says that it's his own krisis. Krisis.
Which one? Which krisis would that be?
That's like Al Nashel Tilchel B'Sofich Leilon. We accept Nashel Leilon means that he reserves schusim in the marital relationship. And here he reserves chusim in the get itself. So get what?
In the shtar
shichur. In the shtar shichur itself. They are get and here. So omalei ahi masnishim shulaf chus gitehu di masnino the chidin di shir li kar kolshu because of ocha begite havu li rabbi schusim begavei di gite ochin ze eini get chrisus di bine di lehevi get gite di chruse kula li avde. So it's not only the aloha of krisis in Yonidova Akiris Ben El Bino implies two things. Number one, that the Baal or the Odin shouldn't reserve any schusim in the marital relationship or in the master Eved relationship by Eved. And number two, that the Baal and the Odin should not have any schusim in the get or in the shtashich. So this, can I have this Gemara, because the Ramban mentioned here.
That's included in Sefer Krisis. It has to be,
Sefer Krisis, that's right. So maybe you can call it, you see, third din of Krisis. Yeah. The Ramban mentions only 2 points of Krisis. Okay, alright. The only problem is, because Oh, no, it's here. This is not missing here. That's it. Only after the fresorat you can hear thing more. What is it then? So we see from the Gemara Dafchov that there is aloha of krisus that the Baal should not have any schusim in the shtar. Hareze gitach van yoshali, so she's not in krisus because it's not krisus. So it doesn't mean there that he has any strings attached to the marital relationship. She's not mishabedes to him in any way. just in the shtar yesterday. So in other words, it has to be safer krisus. So if you want, you can say there are three deep points of krisus. One of spheres lorim, and one that the solution should not have any, should not be restricted, and third, that the baal should not have any schusim in the shtar. So, all right, anyway, it's a little late now. Now, I would like to, you know, last Monday I was in New York, and I didn't give any shiur in Nide, and yesterday, so I gave a shiur, but some didn't know, I mean, that I would give a shiur, because Thursday I don't give. So, if you could tell, Rabbi Hono. Now, where is that?
We say that the Eved, one second.
We'll go over the tesis. One second. We're not through this. The tesis before.
Get out of business. You're late. Get out of business.
That's right.
About 9:10, 10:10.
Now let's go over the thesis again. Halachic Rav Meir, ul Rav Meir salk daitoch di sova del palgino de bure, vidi koma Rav Shimon leilom, mashma fu deis inyen du didoch liotso lecherus, palgino de bure kishen li ala iso iya, afil hochios lecherus. So, it's because loi palgino de bure. So why is it loi palgino de bure according to Rav Meir? So the thesis we said before, because when he said, "Kol mechasel yisurim pleini avdi chutz meachot chutz miya pleini chutz mishem pleini afilein shomo leisi yoyisi," so there's no heaven bechosim v'konatim lechayim. So Reb Shimon says that when he's kind, dimu kol mechasel bevad levade v'avamini kishom achutz mivatol dibure mashalom akol mechosai kol mashmon datolochi yos lechayrus di palginon dibure. So that's Rav Shimon, but Rav Meir says lo yotzal chirus. Why? Because there is a repugnancy. So what's the chisong repugnancy? There is a contradiction in the language of the shtar. So what's wrong with it? In other shtaris there wouldn't be any chisong if somebody uses the shtar two negatives. So we'll pass the shtar matone. But in the get, if the baal will use two negatives. So then, the get will be personalized.
There are two negatives here.
No, not what is two negatives. It means a repugnancy in the language. In other words, when the expression purports to say just the opposite of what the person intends to say. That's the negatives, you see. Oh. People use two negatives all the time, so they don't speak a perfect English. But it's no psul nishtar, but in get it would be possible. You see, according to the Rambam, it's a din desefte, and according to the Tur, it's a deraise. If a get is written in two languages, so then it's possible. What kind of a psul is it? What? The two says but with the rice. Our gear says post. But the two is but. What kind of spirit is it? In other words, you know, it's true that in the yeshiva circles they like to speak, you know, chotzi ashdevis, chotzi English, chotzi Hebrew, chotzi Yiddish, I mean, everything. But that's not so like this. In giving yeshiva it's no psul, but when you get it, it's psul.
Contracts have to be one language.
Yeah. And the Ramo says, I mentioned it in the Aloha Shia Friday, how is every get kosher? It's in Loshon Kedesh and Aramaic. Hariyat and Teres Loch Lodom is Loshon Kedesh. V'dein Dehevi Lechem Noye, Sifat Teruchim, V'ger Shibukim, V'get Piturim, that's Aramaic. So the Ramo mentions Eben Ezra, that Loshon Kedesh and Aramis are Achoyes, are sisters. twin sisters, identical twin. So it's
the same. Why is that?
What?
Why? Because other religions come from God. Because there was also.
Because in the Torah we have Yigasa Tuseh, and of course in Lashon Kodesh. And in Ksuvim, I mean, and then in Yirmiyahu we have certain, and in Ksuvim you have Daniel, and you have in Ezra, I mean, so much, you know.
So it's also part of the.
So it's the same language. Alpidin is the same language. Uh-huh. Alpidin is the same language. In other words, let's say, many Rishonim make a distinction. Of course, I mean, there is a distinction between Lashon Kodesh and other languages. That's in regard. But that's in regard to, you know, when you have to say a parasha, kiksova, let's say the parasha of Mishuach Muhammad. So it's Lashon HaKodesh, the Mishnah says in Sefer, and you cannot say it in English. And Krishna, there is a machleket between Rebbe and the Rabbana. So Rebbe says, Bavi Yossi, it's only Lashon HaKodesh, you can't say it in English. But we paskin like the Rabbana. But many Rishonim say, and that's a girs in the Gemara, that in everything that is Nema Becholoshin, there is still a difference between Lashon Kodesh and other Lashonis. Because Haleis Sheshoma Ashuris is Yotza. Somebody who doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, doesn't understand the word, but if he hears the Megillah, Megillah says there, so is Yotza. But Giptis. So, but Giptis limodim lo yotza. In other words, the Megillah is written in Giptis, in Egyptian. And so if an Egyptian reads it, a Jew who knows the Egyptian.
Giptis means?
What is that? Giptis legiptim.
Giptis means Egyptian.
What?
Giptis.
Giptis means for an Egyptian?
Then? I don't know, whatever. What's the difference? Modis, Giptis, I don't know what means. I just mentioned an example. Really didn't mean, that's his translation. Yeah. So then he's Yetze. But Modis legiptim, Giptis limodim, he doesn't understand the legend, which is not Yetze. What's the pshat? So the Rashbo says, because Lashon HaKodesh is Atzmius. But other languages don't have Atzmius.
Atzmius.
Atzmius. The word itself is the language, because the Torah was given the Lashon Kodesh, so it has Atzmius. But Mashen Kin Shol Shein, it says, the Ram says in the Dorah, the Lashon Shebodlem Chachomim, Kinu Yoshu Chachomim, is still Midrais. He says, what is the language? What's the language? People agree to use certain words to connote certain things. So the Yerushalmi Nozir says, if a person will make up his own language, you know, the Esperanto, there was, you know, a language, Esperanto. When I was a little child, so then that was the most fashionable thing, to speak Esperanto. If somebody was able to speak Esperanto, he was considered a great intellectual. I mean, that was the biggest thing, much more than a PhD. Today, PhD is a big thing. But in those days, to speak a few words Esperanto was the greatest attainment. That was the indication that he's a big intellectual, you know, he speaks Esperanto. Well, Dr. Esperanto was a Jew who composed a new language, and he conceived the idea of uniting all the nations through language. So he could say, let English be the international language, but then there will be jealousy. So the French will say, why English, why not French? And the Germans will say, why not German? And the Russians will say, why? So there'll be jealousy. But if he composes a new language, Esperanto, so what was Esperanto? Esperanto was the hodgepodge. English, French, Spanish, Italian, Greek, he was a big linguist. He was a Jew, Esperanto, a Polish Jew. And he composed the language Esperanto. And then in the League of Nations, they adopted a resolution that Esperanto is the international language, but like all other resolutions adopted by the League of Nations or by the United Nations, you know, it's only used by people if it can suit their convenience. So then they talk about 242 resolution, 242 to 338, only when it can be used for their convenience. But there was a resolution adopted by the League of Nations Anyway, so the Yerushalmi Nozer says if a person will compose a new language and he'll decide, whenever I say pas, it means Nozer. Pas means bread. But in my language, it means Nozer. And then he said, Hareini pas, he becomes a Nozer. So that's like the Ran. Even if we
one
say
one person can also make up a
language. One person can also make.
How does he
has to indicate it. I mean, by Dibur, he writes an article that's in the paper, he publishes it. He doesn't have to publish, but I mean, in the presence of many people, he says, I hereby coin a new language. And pas means nausea. And then he says, I really pass your charm at the beginning of nausea. So he's a nausea. That's like the Ran's Lomdes. So it's a biyachish. At least the Chachomim are right. So if they are not Geruah, then a nation. But Odom Nashuk, he decides, you know, he's not in the matrix of Dr. Esperanto. He's not in the great. And he just decides, pass means nausea. And then he says, Areni pass. So anyway, the Ram says that Loshin Shibodo Chachomim is still in the rice. Taste with Israeli Kandara. So then it'll be kasha against Tesvis from the Yerushalmi Nozer. Maybe it's also only Midrabbanan, but Midraisi language has to be a language spoken by people, not by one person or by few people. But only Midrabbanan, the Yerushalmi Nozer. So some mele, is some mele. So Tesvis says that in this. So according to Tesvis, the Havamin of the Gemara was that Reb Meir holds Loi Palgin de Bure. So what? If Loi Palgin de Bure, someone said a chutz she omach chutz mishel plain chutz mishel plain after in shomer yisir or yisir sode so chavet min chosim bikon atzim ben chayir vim iskai in dibo kol nechosai ela bevet levada. I mean, I started to mention it in the pshat in the Rashbo, so Loshen Kiddush has atzmius, but shori shenis have no atzmius. Not only because people agree it's arbitrary, so the mele, if he understands it, so it's a language. But if he doesn't know what here means, Shema Yisrael, we'll say it in English, and the one who hears it, or even if he says, I mean, of course he has to say it, because there's no Shemir Keine by Kriya Shema, Shikol Echot Ve'echot Mikabel Malchus Shemaim Be'atzmi Yerushalmises. So he says here, O Yisrael, he doesn't know what here means. Here could mean anything in the world. Some mele, it's no language. It has, but Loshen Kodesh has atzmius. Some mele, it is a language, whether he understands it or he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand it. So he says, Leilom ubechirin acheyima kol nechosan nisun lepleine avdi chutz neachat nadibe sheben. Oma chutz mea pleine chutz mea sode pleine afilein shom leis oyir oyeis esode zohoevet ben chosim vikon atzim bechirin vimiskayim dibo kol nechosan bevet levade. In other words, because there is a stire, it's a repugnancy. There is a stire in his expression. He says kol nechosai, so that implies there is more than one piece of property. Otherwise, if one piece, how? Why should he say kol? So if you logically, when one says kol nechosai, he has reference to more than one asset. Otherwise, you can't say kol nechosai. It's logically incorrect. And then he says chutz misod plenis, and that's the only other thing besides the eved that he possesses. So there is a contradiction. So it's no good. Why is it no good? Because of the crisis. Which crisis? The crisis of Sfiras Dvarim. So even according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that it's based upon Loi Palgin and Dibure, but so it's still the psul is because of a repugnancy. But if we say Palgin and Dibure, then we can except just the expression kol nechasai and chutz mis. So the plainly, so we reject this verbiage. The expression kol nechasai not being coupled with the expression chutz mis the plainly is not repugnant. It's only when we consider the two together. So Rabbi Meir says we don't say pogin de bure, so we cannot consider just one expression without the other. Some in Meir, there is a repugnancy, so there is a resonance for us volume. But Rabbi Shimon says pogin de bure, so we just consider the expression called kol nechosai, nisunin lepleini avdi, and chus misod lepleini, so we reject this verbiage. It's not important for the shichu. So the expression kol nechosai with not being coupled with chutz mishor pleini is not repugnant. So then the Gemara, so the Habamin of the Gemara also knew of the din of krisis, but the Habamin only knew of the psul of krisis of sfiras dvorim. So then the Gemara says, halacha ki Rav Meir, or Rav Meir start to add a sefer l'parmin l'dibure, v'kama Rav Shimon l'ilo mashma afil beis inyan, v'tidoch liyosa l'chir l'parmin l'dibure, k'shein l'yali se'iya, afil hoch liyosa l'chir, ומוסים דיתן לדר מי הלב משום מתאבין לבורא אל משום דלאף קרוס ותהו פירוש דאין זה קריסטוס כיבן שישי או בדיבו של משטח הבאי דאומה כל נחוסי ועם עסקה עם כולי אבל בעבד שאיבי דיטי וקוסט בכל נחוס. So what does it mean? So what kind of a chison of Christmas is it? Not in Sfiras Dvorim. It's not in Sfiras Dvorim. So what kind of a chison is it? And not even, it's not the same kind of chison krisis like amnas hareyat graciously amnas torinosli pleni amnas tilchol bisovich leilam. So then he leaves certain strings attached in the marital relationship. She's not completely severed from him, but here, as far as the marital, not the marital relationship, but the odin event relationship. So there is total severance, doesn't leave any strings attached, but there are strings attached in the shtar shichor itself. So where do we find such a din of krisis? So according to the Rambam Shite, we find such a din of krisis that chof in the Gemara. The Gemara in Gittin Dachof on the base the 13th line from the top of the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, Arei ze Gitter van Yor shal ye'inu megrashis. Amana shetar zir li esan yor arei ze megrashis. So Rashi says, So it's a chison nisim. That's the Rashi shit. So according to Rashi, we don't find a halacha of krisis that if the baal has reserved certain schusim in the shtar, so then it's chison krisis. There is a halacha of krisis if the baal leave certain schusim in the ish. When there are strings attached to a marital relationship, she cannot visit her father's home forever. So she's not completely severed from him. But just because he has chusim in the paper, that doesn't involve the song of Christmas. But the Rambam says in Perek Ches Mehilches Gerash Naloch Yedaled, Harei ze Gitter van Yor Shali Inu Megreshes Shein ze Christmas. Here there are no strings attached in the marital relationship, only in the shtar itself. So that also comes within the halacha of krisis. So if you want, you can say that it comes within the same halacha as krisis, as arei ze gitach al menas shel pleini, as arei ze gitach al menas shel tilchul b'yisovich le'ilom. So in other words, so that implies that the Baal shouldn't have any schusim in the Isha and no schusim in the get. Or if you want to say it's a separate din of krisis, because sefer krisis, except whatever. Anyway, according to the Rambam, there is such a din of krisis if the Baal is schusim in the get. So the main taste for Shinti is, and by Shtar Shichu, the same thing, that if the Shtar Shichu says that that he has to get everything, and he doesn't get everything, and the dibo of the Shtar Shichu is not fulfilled, so that means that the Shtar Shichu does not affect that kind of grant that the Odin is making, that it purports to grant. In other words, the Shtar Shichu purports not only to give away the Eved to the Eved, but to give the Nechosim also to the Eved. And that's not fulfilled. Only the Eved is being given away to the Eved. But the Nechosim are not given away. After all the other Nechosim consist of the Sode Plainis, and the Sode Plainis remains vested in the Odin. Some Mele, that means that the Odin reserves for himself a certain schusim through the Shtar. It does not affect that kind of severance that it purports to affect. So it's the same kind of krisus like Harizi Gita Van Yosholi, except that over there the Odin gets title in the paper, and here he remains to have title in the Nechosim that the Shtar purports to give him away. So it's this kind of crisis. All right, now I would like to go over the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah in Peyeh, in Perush HaMishnah. And the Rambam's pshat in Perush HaMishnah in Peyeh seems to be neged our Gemara, because our Gemara says that in the Baskone that Rav Meir Stam is not based upon Lo Yamrinon Palgin and Dibura. That Rav Meir is also made it where he say Palgin and Dibura. But Rav Meir Stam is because of Kruz Gite, the Rambam in Perusha Mishneh. So he mentions that the time of Rav Meir is because we don't say Palgin and Dibura. Perusha Mishneh in Peyeh. Pergimu milches mipeye mishneches hakeisit nechosav laavde yotze mecher shia kaha kolshu li yotze mecher rabshim eneim el eilomu ben cherin at sheyima harei kol nechosai nisunin lish pleini avde chutz mechat ribishabe. So let's see the Rambam. Hakeisit nechosav laavde yotze mecherin mipnei sheavde בכלל נחוסם, וכבור יקנו יויסי, וימשיע קרקע כלשהו, ואם עלי כל נחוסם ניסוני לך, חוץ ממוקם פלני, לא יוצא בן חירן לדעסת הנקמה, לפי שלדעסת הנקמה, שאין חלקין הדיבו. So he says, לדעסת הנקמה, we don't say פלגן הדיבו, we don't split the דיבו. לפי כך, זה התנאי תולו בגוף העבד, וחילו היסנו בעיב המעבורף, Beiva Mevorov, Vistorich Lisefa Chrisis, Vileki. So he mentions both. He mentions Chrisus, but not Chrisus in the sense of Sfiras Dvorim, because he says, Kilushia Eva Mevorov, and not even in the sense of that there is a Shio in the Shtar, as Teisle says, no. He says, there is a shiur in the Eved himself. As if he had said, I am mishachrer you, except one hand. Your right hand is not mishachrer. So it won't be, then there will definitely be a chisoron krisus. So here too, since he declared the shichor of the Eved together with the nisine of the Sode of the Nechosim, and that is not fulfilled, so Mimele is considered as if there had been a Shio in the Eved himself, in the Ivorim of the Eved. Uvishel Dastanekame, Shein Chilkin Adibo, Lificho Zeh Atnai, tolu bigufo evet uchiluhisno beiva meivov v'yitztorech liseifa krisus v'leke v'alkein lo yishtacher ha'evet v'lo yikne bin chosim b'shum ponim v'afil yichay chim amokim shehisno sort of plainness v'kolshkin kishalo yichadeis. But anyway, we couldn't say in the Rambam that he means Shlios Dvorim, because he says b'feiresh uchiluhisno be'iva me'evov. But the Gemara says, so, but Rambam adds, because we are not chilling the Dibur. But the Gemara says, no, the Tremea agrees that we say Pargin in the Dibur. So the Rambam's Pshat, the Pirush HaMishnah in Pe'e, appears to be neged our Gemara. Neged our Gemara. According to the Rambam, there are two kinds of concepts of Palgina Dibur. In other words, one kind, we'll see it, I mean, in the Rishonim, when they discuss the stira between our Gemara and the Yerushalmi and Gittin, Hakis Mechazosh Niyorim. One concept is whether there is such a thing as the way the Ramban explains it, we'll soon see. In other words, there is a halacha of Eidish about Mitzvah. And the Ramban says there is a machlekes in the Gemara as to whether we say Shtar Shabbat Mitzvah about Kol. For example, when the Gemara has the Kashi here, Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hoche. So we see that Rav Nachman paskens, we say Palgin HaDibur, because if Rav Nachman is paskens, we don't say Palgin HaDibur. So the Ramban says, so then we should say, Shtar Shabbat HaMikso Shabbat HaKulet. Since the Shchid Malach gave away all his Nechosim to the Eved, that means he gave away the Eved to the Eved, the Shichu, and he gave away the other Nechosim to the Eved. And since its bottle, it's invalid, it becomes invalidated when he recovers in respect to the matone of the other nechosim to the eved, so then it should become his matone of the eved to the eved should also become bottle. On the basis of the halacha, shtar shebottle miktsasi bottle ko. If one miktsas of the shtar is invalid, two things the shtar purports to accomplish. One, to give way the Eved to the Eved, that's Shichu. Two, to give way the Nechosim to the Eved, that's the Matone. And that becomes bottle because he recovered. So the other function of the Shtar should also be bottle. And still Rav Nachman says that Shchim Rashi Kosef Kol Nechosov La'avdei V'yomad Chizah Bin Nechosim V'nechizah Be'eved Chizah Bin Nechosim Atan Shchit Ma'ahu V'nechizah Be'eved Sh'ar Yotzo Olof Shem Berchere. So it's a raya that Rav Nachman Paskins Shtar Shabotel Mikzos Eloi Botelko. So business by Rav Meir says Shia Kar Kolshul Yosef Mecherin, because since he was Mishayer, so one part of the Shtar, the Matone, became bottle, so Mele Shtar Shabotel Mikzos is bottle collection. Are you interested now? Rav Nachman Paskins, the Shtar Shabotel Mikzos is Loi bottle collection. But the reason is why Rav Nachman Paskins like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir's din is not because Shtar Shabbat Mikzose is Bottle Kule. Rav Meir is also made that Shtar Shabbat Mikzose is Loi Bottle Kule, but it's a Chisong Krisis. Chisong Krisis. But the Rambam says, why is it Chisong Krisis? Because in Chilkin Adibo. So it's another Shaila here. What it means in Chilkin Adibo? Here it means when he says Kol Nechosai Knuyin Pleini, is it one shtar? Is the same shtar Shichur and Matone are written in one shtar, or is two separate shtar? As if he had written Atzmecho Nechosai Knuyin Loch, then it's two shtars, but on the same piece of paper. So the question is, maybe only when he spells out Atzmecho Nechosai Knuyin Loch, so it's different diburim. But if everything is expressed in the same dibur in Kol Nechosai, then it's not considered as two shtars. So that's the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says palgin and dibur. Not only palgin and dibur in the sense that we don't say shtar shabotel miktsosi botel kule. That Rav Meir is also me, but not a palgin and dibur. Palgin and dibur, that when two kinyonim are expressed in one dibur, so then we split it into two shtores. So it's considered two shtores on the same piece of paper and the same word. So mele, if it's two shtores, we cannot say a chisong increases, because the chisong is in one in the shtamatone. It's two separate shtores. We're two separate stars. So there is a shio in the shtar matone, but in the shtar shichol there is no shio. And Rav Meir says, no, loy palgin and dibure. We cannot consider the two kinyonim of shichol and matone that are expressed in the same words. If it's written, if it's expressed in different words, then Rav Meir is made it's two separate stars on the same piece of paper, as if he had wrote on top or on the one side, he wrote the Shtar Shichur, and the other side, or at the bottom, he would write the Shtar Matone. So, of course, then we don't say Chisson Krisis. It's the same as if it's written on two separate pieces of paper. So, if he writes in different Dipurim, Atzmechon Chosai, so then it's like two stories. So, the Shio is only in the Shtar Matone, not in the Shtar Shichur. But if we say Loi Palgin and Dibur, Loi Palgin and Dibur in the sense that we don't treat it as two separate stars. It's one star. Shichol Matoni is one star. It's one star. So mele, the Shio in the Matone is considered a Shio in the Shichol also. So it's like a Shio in the Guf Evet. So it's just as if he said, Harei at li'atzmicho chutz miyimin shalcho. Except your right hand is not l'atzmicho. So then it's a Chisong Krisis. That's the pshat, I think, in the Rambam in Perush HaMishnah.
Where do we get the halacha that Shtar Shabbat
and Mitzvah Shabbat and Kuk? But we'll soon see now. We'll soon see. We'll soon see the Then, now the Ramban. But first we have to see the Yerushalmi. Now, as a matter of fact, the Rifi Makis mentions that Yerushalmi. I thought I had it, no, Makis here. Friday, it was taken away apparently. I had Saleda and Shvius Makis here.
Yes, big one.
Oh, you have the big one? Okay, okay. That's another Gemara. Okay, doesn't make any difference. Rav Gimel in the Rif Makis, Amud Aleph, the second line, Yerushalm. Kosaf kon Yerushalm is in Git. Kosaf kon Yerushalm, the base in the other. If Ruvain gave way his Nechosim to Shimon and to Levi. V'yoedim k'sherim lozeh u'psulim lozeh. And the Edim happened to be craving of Levi, but Rechaikim of Shimon. So of course the matone to Levi is certainly bottled because they are great. But how about the matone to Shimon? So Rabbi Yechanim were post that the matone to Shimon is also post, even though they are sharing to Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Lokish Omar Kosha. Omar Rabbeloza, that's the Amah, Rabbeloza Lameire, Masnite Misayalei L'Rabicha. The Mishnah in Makis confirms the view of Rabicha. Because the Mishnah says, Makis, Mashnai Nimsech Ben Korah V'Post, Eidusom Ptulo, Avgimu Nimsech Ben Korah V'Post, Eidusom Ptulo. Menayin Afu Meo Tam Leimarei. So here we have a Chiddush, because usually, whenever the Mishnah, the Gebraise, the Gemara mentions Nimtzei Echad Korah V'Posel, it has reference to the case where there are separate gavras. Let's say there are three Eidim, two Eidim are Chaykim to the Baldovo, and one Eid is the Korah of the Baldovo. Some Meile, so we should say, the Hagode of the two Eidim who are Chaykim should be effective. So he said, since the Eides, the Hagode of the one Eid who is the core of his bottle, so the Eides of the other Gavres, the other Gavres, the Eidim is also bottle. Shnaim Shleish, Sigras Akost. Mashenkin here, so there isn't one Gavre who is possible and one Gavre of the Eidim who is kosher. Both Eidim Akosha to Shimon and the Apostle to Levi. Maybe we don't apply the aloha of Nimtzei Korah V'Posel. That's another din of Nimtzei Korah V'Posel. That means that if part of the Agode is invalidated, the other part of the Agode is also invalidated. Maybe there is no such aloha. So Rabbi Yechanan says there is such aloha too. In other words, that the aloha of Nimtzei Korah V'Posel doesn't only imply that if one of the gavres of the eidim, of the eidim is possible, so the hagode of the gavres of the ksherim is also bottle. But if a part of the hagode by the same gavres is bottle, so the other part is also bottle. Maybe that's the shita of Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish is chaylik, because Rish Lakish holds. I mean, maybe that the Gzazakost of Nimtzei Echad Ben Korah V'Posel only implies that if one of the Gavres is a Posel, even if you have 100, and the other 99 Gavres are Ksherim, so the Aloch is that their Eides is also Posel. But when in respect to one thing, every Gavre is Kosher, but in respect to something else, another part of that Godhead, they're all Posel. So just because one part of the Agode is invalidated, it doesn't mean that the other part of the Agode is also invalid. Maybe there's the Machlekes, I don't know. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Loza, Masnita Misail Rabbi Icha, Mashnai Nimzach Menkor V'Posol Dusam Ptula, Avginu Nimzach Menkor V'Posol Dusam Ptula, Umenai Nafil Meo, Talmud Leimari. Now, that's the part of the Yerushalmi that the Ri mentions. Now, then, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the old Rishonim in Makkos mentioned that Rabbeinu Ephraim says that even though the usual klal is, whenever there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, so the Aloch is like Rabbi Yechon except in three places. But here there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, so we should say the Aloch is like Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Ephraim says here we have to pass on Rish Lakish. The Reis from Halgemar, because here what's the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish? Rabbi Yechanan says, "Edish button just button kol." Why does Rish Lakish say, "Is Rish Lakish chilek and Allah of Edish button just a kula?" He's certainly not chilek. The answer is because Rish Lakish holds Pargin on the Bure. Some Mele, Pargin on the Bure. So it's two separate agodas. Some Mele, if it's two separate agodas, so it's like two Edim testifying, Bitoch Kedibor in Bezn. We saw that on this and this day, at this and this hour, that Reuven borrowed $1,000 of Shimon, and at the same time we saw that Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda. And the Edim would be craving to Levi and Yehuda, but not Reuven and Shimon. Would anybody say this is two separate haggadahs? So even if they say it, talk to the Ibo, so what? Some Mele, according to Rish Lakish, we say Palgin on the Bore. So even though in the same bar they testify as to a matone that was given by Reuven to Shimon and by Reuven to Levi, two separate agodas, Palgin on the Bore. And Rabbi Yechanan says we can't say Palgin on the Bore. But so there's the machleki between Abai and Rove. And here we do more paskins like Rove. So that means that we have to paskin like Rish Lakish. But all that Rishonim Achilik Rabbi Ephraim, and they make a distinction between the Pargin and the Bore in Gittin and the Pargin and the Bore in the Yerushalmi. Let's see the Yerushalmi. That's in your Shalme Perik Aleph of the Gittin Halocha Aleph. Long your Shalme. Hoyo Kosov Be Matone. So your Shalme's Abaye is in regard to Iget. Suppose he gives the Get Lishte, and in that Get Lishte is also mentioned in Matone. We could apply the Yerushalmi to Shtashichu, but except that Nimeshen, the Kav Meido, apply it to Get Mamash, because he says, Hoyu Kosovo. But it's not Muchach. I mean, the Pshat in the Yerushalmi could have reference to Shtashichu, not to Get Mamash. Because, I mean, what's the problem with the Nimeshen, the Kav Meido, Pshat? Because according to our Gemara, when is there a Shaila of Palgin? Yes, Palgin Bore, no Palgin Bore. If he wrote in one word, in the same Dibo, Kol Nechosai K'niloch, but if he writes Atzmochol Nechosai K'niloch, then there is no Shaila. So it's two separate stories on the same piece of paper. I can't visualize by that how is it possible to write the divorce, the Gerushin of his wife and the Matone in one Dibo. So by Shtar Shechu, it's very simple. Kol Nechosai K'niloch. But by Get, I don't know, maybe I don't have a good imagination. Is it possible to express a Gerushin of the wife and the Matone in one Dibur? Maybe it's possible. I mean, maybe it's possible. In other words, I'm giving away, you're writing the Get, I'm giving away to you everything that I have. Everything. Everything that I possess, including yourself, I'm giving it away to you.
So that to the Isha?
To the Isha, yeah. Now, after all, he has the King of Nisa and the Isha.
King Kaspa.
But it's not King Kaspa, it's King Nisa. Yeah. There is no King Kesef here. King Kaspar Gabi. The Chumash is special aloha.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean King Mama. Yes, but King Anissa, after all, by get, so he's the Makne. He's the Makne. So get also means that when he divorces her, so he means he's Makne her. Insofar as the King Anissa is concerned to herself. But it'll be much simpler if we apply the Yerushalmi not to get mamish. I mean, why do we have to apply to get mamish? Just because the Yerushalmi says Hoyukosavei, and before we talked about get, some male here also. I don't understand. But Hoyukosavei beget isha shiva ashliach. Hoyukosav gamshta matone veidim chsumu imata. So in the usual way, if it's written the usual way, so it's different from the Burim. So it's like Atzmecho and Chosai Knoiloch. So then there is no Machlekes. Then it's two separate stories. So it will be much more smooth, the Yerushalmi, if we apply to Shtashich. But if we apply it to get, so it has to be applied to a case where he expressed the Gerash and the Matone in one Dibur. But it's much simpler if we apply it to Shtashich. Hoyo kosovei matone, v'yomar b'fone nechta v'fone nechta, me'achar she'iru rei botle itzal aget, iru rei botle itzal matone. So it's the same shaila as now gemor. Oy me'achar she'iru rei botle itzal aget, iru rei kaim itzal matone. Then, t'yone de basro, it fits very well, the Gemara, I mean, if we apply it to Shtashicho. Tinyon and the Basro, Echot Gitinoshim, Vechot Shkravodim, Shovim Bimelechum and Mail. Hoyu Kosovi Matone, Vioma before a Nechtam, for a Nechtam, Meacha, she rure bottle it's laget, Irure Kaim is the Matone, or Meacha, she rure Kaim is the Matone, or Kaisa, the same child. Kosov called the Hosov Lavde, Atoma, who Gitti, who Matnos. Matovedlei ki getu viuri bottle, oi ki matone hu viuri kain. Yerushalmi repeats the same apayim so many times. Viyobikado. So Yerushalmi says that should be tolu in the machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Ephraim didn't fabricate it. I mean the equation between the machleket between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish and the machleket between. To Nabai and Rav, it's much more from Yerushalmi that way. V'yovikado, kosav kol nechosov l'shnei bni odum k'achaz, v'o yeidim k'shem l'ze u'psum l'ze. Rabbi lebishim Ravama is palgun, Rabbi yichem v'shlokish chad oma ma'achashim psum l'ze, v'charon omar, and the acher omar k'shem l'ze u'psum l'ze. So, the Yerushalmi equates the chile with the machleke between Rabbi Yechon Shlokish, so it's mamish like Rabbi Ephraim. Rav Mone Limforsh. Rav Mone did not explain the machlekes of Rabbi Yechon Shlokish. Ravobin Miforsh. Ravobin was explained the machleke between Rabbi Shlokish. What's the lomdes of Rabbi Yechon and what's the lomdes of Shlokish? Rabbi Yechon no ma machashim psum lezeh, psum lezeh. Shlokish ama aksherim lezeh, psum lezeh. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Masnite Misayel Rabbi Yechon. So that portion of the Yerushalmi is mentioned by the Rif in Magis. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Masnite Misayel Rabbi Yechon. Ma Shnayim Nimtzach Mekor V'Poshel Yudusom Ptulo, Af HaGimul Nimtzach Mekor V'Poshel Yudusom Ptulo. Rav Yaakov Barache, Omar Mispalgin Rav Hanine Chavgun De Rabbonin V'Rabbon. Chad Omar Yois Omar Ablesna. So one Amira says that what Ablesna says, Masnite Misayel Rabbi Yechonen, is well said. He well said. V'charon Omar, and Adam and Amira says, Lo Yomar Ablesna Yaus. He didn't, it's not right, it's not correct what Ablesna says. man de omar yiyu son of Rablezer nasis idu sachas uchiyi shechot beidi shebotl mkchosom botl kulo u man de omar lo yomar Rablezer yoyis nasik ishti lo yoyis, lo yomar de yoyis that Rablezer is not right because nasik ishti idim kshirim lozeh upsirim lozeh. What's the pshat in this Yerushalm? It's in other words, one Amira says Yois on Rablaza, and one Amira says Lo Yois on Rablaza. So the Yerushalm explains it. The Mandoma who says Yois on Rablaza holds that it's Nasis Idisacha Sukhi Shech. Beide Shabbat and Chasbot Vakula. And the Mandoma who says Lo Yois on Rablaza holds Nasik Ishteki Teidim Shir Vazep Sunze. Now there is a reprime on it. It's a very basic yisod what reprimes. It's in the same. Because, you see, all the Rishenim, the Ezdekashe, is to the stire between our Gemara from Machlekes, Abaye and Trove, so, Ever Chevi Gite, the Chose, the Kol Nechosai Knoin Loch, and there are no Edikium, so, in regard to the Shlamatone, so, which requires Kiyum, and the Yachod is not there, in regard to Shlash Yechur, so, the Yidechod is Nemo, in new Rabbonim ki betray. So the Kwe Machleke between Rabbayan says, since it's not, his Agode is not acceptable in regard to the Matone, because it requires Kiyum, regular Kiyum, by the way, not by Yidechod, not by the Shliach. So Mele is bottled Gabi Shichotu. We don't say pardon in the board. And the Rabbi says, we do say pardon. So the question is, so they ask against the leaf, he paskens like over here, and he paskens like Rabbi Yechanan in Makis. You see, if he paskens like over here, he should pasken like Rish Lakish in that Machlekes. So that's what Rabbi Ephraim Shitti is. So that's one kash against the leaf. Then there is another kash. How can we say, how can we say that, like Rabbi Yechanan, that we don't say Paldin and Dibur? In other words, that Nase in Sachas Rishachot, Beide Shabbat and Chosabot Lakula, we don't say Paldin and Dibur. So why does Rabbi himself say, Rabbi here says Paldin and Dibur, and Rabbi himself in Sanhedrin says, plainer if Anneli Yatsaini Yehu Ve'achir Mitztar Fin Lehogo.
You see the Shami's word?
Yit, beginning of Yit, first pair. Taftei Shamud Beis. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, "Ve'omar Rav Yosi, pleini rovel ein say who ve'acha mistar from here." If let's say one person, let's say Ruvein, comes to Besdin, Ruvein and Shimon come to Besdin, they're not craving. So Ruvein and Shimon come to Besdin, and Ruvein says, "Levi." Levi is not the Korev of Ruvein or of Shimon. Levi was revea me by Mishkaf Shur. Leinsi, he raped me. Homosexual. And Shimon says the same thing, that Levi was raped Ruvein. He raped Ruvein. So then Ruvein and Shimon are mitzuref to Mechayev Nisa to Levi. But suppose, let's say, suppose Ruvein and Shimon say that Levi had a homosexual relationship with Ruvein, let's say, of Ruvein. So, and I mean, Shimon says that, and Ruvein also says that. So then, we cannot be Kabbalists, because what does Ruvein say in effect? The time of Rosh, if Levi says so, he could be a nice person. It's not his fault. But if he wasn't raped, and if he was near Valdezene, so he's a Rosh. So Ruvein in effect says, I'm a Roshi. A Roshi is postulated. So maybe we cannot accept Dagot. That's what Rav Yosef says. Because Rav Yosef holds, we don't say Pardon in the board.
So we accept the whole thing.
Yeah, either we accept the whole thing, if we can. If not, we have to reject everything.
Uh-huh.
We cannot split it and accept one thing and another thing. That's what Rav Yosef says. Ovoma, and we pass like Rav, Odom Korov is Latzme, even Odom Meitzin Latzme Rosh. So, in other words, Rav holds Pardon in the board. So, Machlek is between Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef. Whether we say Pardon in the Bore or we don't say Pardon in the Bore. So, Rav Yosef holds, we don't say Pardon in the Bore. Some in Melee, we cannot split the Agode and accept one thing, one item, another other item. Either we accept everything in total, or we reject everything. We cannot accept everything in total, so then Bezin will be Mikabel the Hides of Hiroshi. And Bezin cannot be Mikabel the Hides of Hiroshi. Some in Melee, we cannot be Mikhayev Levi either. But Rav Rove says, he says two things in effect. One is that Levi was a Reveya. Is it important to know who the Nirva is as far as the Chiyu of the Reveya is concerned? It's not important what his name is, but what difference does it make? Levi is a Reveya, Mishkafshu. And he also says that Ruvein is a Nirva. So true, the Dibu, the item about Ruvein, we cannot accept because he's a Rosh. How can we accept Hagode by Rosh? But the item that Levi is a Reveya, so does not involve any stire. So Mimele, we can accept it. All right, we pass like Rove. Then, Omar Rove, Kleini Boal Ishti, Ruve Acham Stafel Her. The same thing. Suppose Ruvein is married, so his wife is an Ishishish, and he and Shimon come to Bezin and they say, Levi was Mizane with my wife. Now he's possible to testify against his wife. So, Chuvi Acham is Tafel Hergei Avaloi Lehergo. Lehergo. So, all the Rishenim is the Kash. All the Rishenim is the Kash. But
what's the difference?
No difference. The same thing. Rove says the same thing. But why do we, Rove here says that we say Pardon in the Bore?
Yes.
And in Gitni says we don't say Pardon in the Bore. We don't say Pardon in the
Bore.
And then the Yerushalmi, and then they ask, but the Yerushalmi and the Machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and most Rishenim pasken like Rabbi Yochanan, only Rabbi Ephraim pasken like Rish Lakish. But most Rishenim pasken like Rabbi Yochanan. That Akisa Bechosol Shnei Yodom, Voyoidim Kriyim Lezeh, Echeikim Lezeh, Som Miteich, So Eidi Shabbat Mitzos, Shabbat Lakula, Som Mele, If Ruvein wrote Ishtama Toner of his Nechosim to Shimon and to Levi, and the Eidim were craving of Levi, but in the Rechikim of Shimon, so Rabbi Yochanan says, even the Matone to Shimon is bottled, because it is bottled to the Kula. But the question is, why don't we say, Pargin and Dibure? Just as Rove says, by Pliny Baal Ishti, or by Pliny Rivanu Yotzein. So the Raive gives the Teretz, and many Rishenim accept the Raive's Teretz. He said, Eidishabot, there are two kinds of psuleides. There is one kind of psuleides like Roshe Korev, so he has his shemaid, but he's a puzzler. And then Baldovo does not even have his shemaid. If a person comes and says, I was Reveya, I was Michal Shabbos, I was Eidid Abrizore, so it's a confession. It's not Eidid. So he doesn't even have the shem of a puzzler. He's no Eidid altogether. He's no Eidid altogether. Yes. It's not the whole Eid. So there are two kinds of psuleides. There is the puzzler like Hiroshi Korev. He has a shem Eid, but the puzzler. And Baldovo doesn't even have a shemit. So Mele Daloch of Nitzach Mekorv Apostle applies only to someone who has a shemit, but the apostle. But someone who doesn't even have a shemit, there is no Eidish button to support the Kula. So Mele Rove holds, we say, Palgin and Dibure. But there is a din of Eidish button to support the Kula, so the aloha fish point just for the kulo should negate the pavanil boy. How could we say pavanil boy? But the answer is, if somebody will come to Bez Dravitzes and will say plainly bala chesi shehiye shishish, and then another one will testify the same thing, so Rav will be made that we Bezden cannot give Mise even to the plane.
Why?
Because since he's a koref to the sister, so he has a shemaid and a posalei. So since the hagode in respect to the sister is a posala hagode, so it passes the hagode in respect to the plane too. But when he says plane rivan liyaseini, so he also says two things. He says hagode in respect to himself, and he says hagode in respect to the plane. In respect to himself, it's not even hagode to say this. It's a confession. So it's not shy to say.
We write it off.
Only when it's a posal hagode. But in respect to himself, he doesn't have a halishem hagode. He doesn't have a halishem hagode. It's like saying outside of Bez. So will it have a halishem hagode? So even when somebody says against himself, it's like he doesn't have a halishem hagode say this. So merely he cannot say, oh, so that's all right in respect to plainy Rivan Lesseini. But Rabbi mentions the same aloche in respect to plainy Baal Ishti. So the Rabbi says that Baal Ishti is not just Korev. It's Baldova because Ishti Tiguf. There is identity of personality between husband and wife. It's the same person. So when a husband testifies against wife, it's like testifying against himself. So it's not a shemaid altogether. The right Rambam, however, says...
Well, did he say my ishta was ratzon or bonus?
There's a difference in respect to... whether he says Be'ines, in the case where he says Be'ines, so he's not testifying against his wife altogether.
That's clear cut.
If he says Le'in, so then he's not testifying against his wife. She's honest, Rachmon Epat. So he says, so the Rambam says in Chasidus, that Baal Bishte Rishin Berishin. So the Rambam is Chelik and the right. And the Rambam holds that Ishti Kikufei, but it doesn't mean that he's Baal Dora. The Gemara mentions Ishti Kikufei, but the Gemara mentions in regard to what we call a brother in law. So that means that Al Pedin is also, that a brother in law is a brother in law Al Pedin. Not only in their law, but in our law. They got it from our law. So the Gemara says that one cannot testify an edus against the brother of his wife. Why? Because just as his own brother, his blood and flesh brother, is a korev, so the brother of his wife is also a korev. But the Ramban, the Ravid says, Baal Bishte is Baldoro. But the Rambam doesn't appear to agree with the Rambam, if the Ravid Chite. That Baal Bishte is the Psul of Baldoro. The Rambam says Rishin Berishin.
Where is the Rambam?
The Rambam no Chasidus. Tell you exactly.
Baal Bishte
The Rambam is in Per Yud Gimu Mil Chesedes Halocha Yud Gimu Hoyishi Mishte Rishin Berishin Kore, not Baldor. Some Mele. So you can say the Raibistars. You can say the Raibistars. So the question is, what's the distinction between the Yoshaum Hakizet Nechosov Mishnei Neodom Hoyoidim Krivim Lazeo Chesom Lazeo. So Rabbi Yechanan says in the Rambam Paskas, like Rabbi Yechanan, Miteich, Miteich Shem Psulim Lozeh, so he's Boyish, but not just Pekla Kulo Lozeh too, and Pleni Baalish, there it's also called. According to the Rambam, there it's not called. According to the Rambam, there it's also called. So Reb Chaim says as follows: the lashon of the Yerushalmi is Mando. One second. Mando, my dear, is some Reb Lezer. Nasi se gesachas chishechot. Baby, she bottle mixos of the cool. Umandoma loyomar blaza yois, nas loyomar blaza yois, nasik is take it aiding, shame was there of so was it. So, in other words, the aloha for each bottle mixos of the cool is only shy. When it's 1 8, but if it's 2 8s, no one will say it is bottle of cool. It's double portion. If 2 8 will come to Bezdi and they'll say, Tokelil. In one mice agony, we saw that on this and this day, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. And we also saw at the same time, the same place, on this and this day, so Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda. And they happened to be craving of Levi and Yehuda, but Rechekim of Reuven and Shimon. No one will say that since the Hagodah Ligabe, Levi and Yehuda is bottled, so the Hagodah Ligabe, Reuven and Shimon is also stories. Nasik is Kitei. So, we don't say if it's bottle Ligabe, so it's bottle Ligabe, only when it's 1 8. So, Mele, by Plain Levan, was saying it's 2 separate 8. One Mice Hagodah, because when someone says Plain Levan, was saying, so he's saying 2 things. First of all, he says Plain is Chayv Nisi. And Aniu Aniova, Plain you are Revea, that's one thing. Suppose they'll say Plain you are Revea. Bezno ask him, who is Aniova? We don't know who Aniova is.
Yeah.
We didn't even see his face.
Yeah.
1 second.
Please. They say he's supposed to know all the details of this.
Please, don't interrupt me, please. So, if Edim will say Plain Yerova without mentioning the identity of the Niova, so it'll be good ages. It's not important to know. Besn has to know who the Niova is. It's not important. It's not relevant. It's not relevant. Of course, Besn will ask who the Niova, because Besn will ask all kinds of questions.
Right.
What kind of godin the Niova was lovush and so on. But it's not important. Some mele is saying it's 2 8s. When one says Pliny Rova Ravanu is saying, he's saying 2 things. Pliny hu reveya, aniu niova. Some mele we can't say Eidish Shabbat Mufshar Shabbat Lakulo, as the Yerushalmi says, Man da Omar Le Omar Blaza Yois Nase Kishtei Kite Eidim Shemim Loze Upsul Maze. Two separate Eidim. Some mele, how about a case of Nechos of Vishnei Miyadom? So Reb Chaim says, when one gives a matone to 2 people, so it can be given in 3 ways. As a matter of fact, this is something that every lawyer knows, you know. When you want to deposit money in the bank together with one, if one wants to make a deposit together with his wife, so the clerk in the bank will ask them, you want it individual accounts?
Or joint?
Individual accounts or joint accounts? Or joint and separate? So there are 3 possibilities. If it's an individual account, so it means they both deposit, let's say, $10,000. So then it means that one of the spouses deposits $5,000 and the other depositor also $5,000. That's an individual account. If it is a joint account, not joint and several, then it means that the husband and wife act like one person. So, in order to draw on it, so it requires 2 signatures, the signatures of the husband and the signature of the wife. If you want it joint and several, so it means either way, in other words, they can draw a joint check for both sides.
Or
if they want individual, so it's individuals. So you have 3 alternatives. Reb Chaim didn't mention that example, I'm mentioning that example. But Reb Chaim says like as follows: when somebody is kisit nechosof l'shnei bni odom, Shnei Adam. So it all depends what his kavanah is. He could, let's say, he gives all his nechosim to Shimon and to Levi. So his kavanah could be that he gives each one half of the nechosim. Half of the nechosim. So, and then, or it could be that he gives all the nechosim, whatever their value is, to Shimon and to Levi as one person. In other words, he doesn't give anything to Shimon if Levi will not get it together with him.
Partners.
Yeah, partners. He only gives to the two collectively as one person. But suppose Shimon will not be able to acquire because he's incompetent for whatever reason, so then Levi doesn't get anything either. If he gives an individual matoneh, so suppose Shimon turns out to be incompetent, he's a shaiti, he's a charash, he's a cotton, I mean, but that's not, that does, wouldn't negate the matoneh to Shimon. If it's an individual matoneh to Shimon, an individual matoneh to Levi. But if it is a joint matoneh to Shimon and Levi, if for some reason one cannot acquire it, no one acquires it. And he can make the matoneh like joint tzavah. In other words, that if it's possible for the two of them to get it together, then he wants them to acquire title together like one person, not one half and one half, but together, the whole thing. But if it's impossible for some reason for one of the two donees to get it, so then he wants the other one to get it. Then he wants the other one to get it. To get the whole thing, not only 50%. So in other words, so Reb Chaim says, in the case where the matone is exclusively individual, so then even Reb Yechanan will be made it. That Hakesef Nechosov v'shnei bin Odom v'ra'edim krivim l'zeh v'ra'edim l'zeh, so Rabbi Yechan will be made that we don't say the Shabbat Mitzvot Bar Kol, because then it is like two separate edim altogether. It's like two edim testifying Baal Peh and Beis Din that they saw on this and this day and this and this place and this and this hour that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and at the same time they saw that Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda, and they happen to be craving to live in Yehuda, but not Reuven Shimon. So, the Haggadah in respect to Reuven Shimon will not become invalidated. It's two separate Haggadahs. And so, in the case where it was an exclusively individual matonah to Shimon, and exclusively matonah to Levi, let's say, of 50% of the chosim to Shimon, 50% to Levi, so then even Rabbi Yechan will be made that even though it's bodily gabei Levi, bodily gabei Shimon is not. If on the other hand the matone would be exclusively joint matone, so then even Rish Lakish will be made that in such a case it's one edus, because he is not interested in giving one without the other. And if for some reason, so one cannot get, so no one gets. So then, if it's one grant, one aknoye to both as one person, so then even the shloka shall be made. So that it's edish abotim chosabot lakula, because it's the same edish, the same agode. The machlekes is in the case where his kavone is, if possible, it should be a collective, should be joint. But if it's impossible to be joint, he wants it to be individual. Whoever is capable of acquiring it, let him acquire it 100%, all the nechosit. So mele, then in such a case there is a machlekes. So Rabbi Yechanan says, since his kavone is that in the case where it's possible for the two of them to get it, so they should get it like one person, so then even though it's not possible, so he still applied aloha fedish button just but the cool. And Shloki says, but since the intention of the donor is that in case it's impossible, and now it turned out to be impossible for one to get it, that then it should be individual, some melee is treated like two separate tatas. That's what Yerushalmi says. Mandoma ye some of a blessed and nasi de sahas, uhi shechel beide shabbat super kulo, umandoma loyoma of the zayes, nasi shteki tatim, shirma zelfsurze. So mele, there is no kashe against the Rambam as to how the Rambam passed by claiming Boalishti who Baham starved from the Goy, Avalon the Hergo, and here, Batis Nochoshim Odom, the Rambam passed like a Beirchanen. The answer is, he by Pliny Boalishti. So it's two separate ages. Pliny is Chayv Mise, was Mizane with an Ishishish, and my wife is the, it was also Mizane. She is the Ishishish, some male. So the item that Agode against his wife is bottle. It's a separate Hades. That is not Mifatel, the other Hades, against the plane. Against the plane. Mashiach in here, so his kavoni is that if it's only possible that they should get joint title in the Nechosim like one person, then he wants them to get joint title and not individual title. So Mimele is considered like one Ades, even if it's